This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
What's wrong with being despicable? I don't understand. Joe Mastin, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. And most of you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, I got a lot I want to hit on. Corey Duncan's going to join us today, but I want to be Grandpa that's beating you up for a moment, okay? And I know some of you guys, if you're doing things, then don't worry, all right? Don't worry. So two things happened yesterday. One is, you know, David Sussman fills in for me as guest host from time to time. Come on, does a great job, doesn't he? Come on, give a little applause there, right? I mean that sincerely. He's got two shows, the David Sussman Show and Whiskey Politics, which I think is great. But I think what he should do, see if you guys are with me, he should really serve whiskey, don't you think? I mean, can you imagine a table of guys talking table with a bunch of guys talking politics and drinking throwback whiskey? That, you know, you don't tune in for the first 5 minutes. You tune in for the last 20 minutes because it would be great. Anyhow, so last night, our local congressperson was at an event. She doesn't find very often. You know what I'm saying? And so I put out a call to a bunch of conservatives, a bunch of Facebook warriors, you know, all these people, all you conservatives, yeah, you're going to make a change, you're going to do this, you're going to, and what happens? Two people show up. A list of 600 plus, and two people show up. And I don't want to hear we have jobs, I don't want to hear we have lives, I don't want to hear any of that. Because you will find ways to make other things happen. If you want to take this country and keep this country and keep moving forward, then you need to really engage and act, and not just on the keyboard. Now, I'm sorry, some of you find it very distasteful when I do this. As I like to say all the time, there's 3,000 other stations. Have at it. Really that simple. I'm not beating this thing up. But here's what I'm talking about. You know, they show up. I don't. Yeah, and I know they bust them in. They pay them. They do whatever. I don't really care. I only care about one thing. How are we going to fight back? And you can't just totally fight back at the ballot box. It doesn't work. Not just at the. You have to get that message out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email. Tell me why. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. The other thing is, I have a lot of Christian parents in the area I live in. You guys know I'm on a school board. Today was Bring Your Bible to School Day. How many of you knew that? And B, how many of you encourage your kids to actually take their Bible to school? I'm curious. Because frankly, this is getting extremely crazy that we're fighting you. Other conservatives are fighting you to actually step up. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, you know, I don't want my kids to go through that. I don't want that. No. Teach them now. Teach them now how to fight the teachers, other kids around them. And I'm not talking physically. You know that. What I mean by that is teach them now to stand up for what they believe. I do not understand some of you. I'm really sorry, but I don't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, whatever it takes. So, at my event, I said, look, if you are for this, it'd be great to have a half a dozen or a dozen of you there. Okay? You know how many showed? Zip. Now, I'm the little guy in a totem pole. I get it. Although I had many say to me, yes, we're going to show. Yes, we'll be there. Yes, you're right. And I didn't scream from the rooftops about the Christians being persecuted. I simply said, look, if you believe in this, if you have children, this is a great way to show them how to stick up for their belief system, how to stick up for what they believe to be true. And I got to tell you, I was not even that I wasn't impressed, I was exceedingly underwhelmed. I do not believe that as conservatives we don't care about these things. Yes, I believe, yes, we're out working, yeah, we can play that game, we can do all of that. But when do you stop and fight? When do you take a personal day to fight? When are you willing to put it out there? That's really what it boils down to. When are you willing to step out and actually put it out? So my question to you, my thing for you to ponder for a while here is, what are you willing to give up? What do you lose? What are you willing to sacrifice? And I get it. You don't want to do it alone. I just had this conversation with one of our regular people on the show, Karen, Dr. Karen Sigmund. She has an event this week. She puts on great events. We'll talk about it more later on. She puts on some real great events bringing you the information you need to be able to fight the people around you, to be able to at least talk back, push back to the people around you. And it's always a struggle. It's always a struggle to get people there. This isn't so she can line her pockets with gold. This is so she can get you to get the information from some of the leading names in the conservative movement, and you kind of go, yeah, that's nice. So I I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I don't pretend to be. But I will tell you, I get discouraged, and a lot of us get discouraged when we only see action on Facebook, because you know what? That's easy. You know it's easy. But when you actually have to put your body out there, when you have to actually show up and do something, whole different animal, isn't it? All right. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Head over to the website. Right, realside.com. You got a lot going on over there. There's other people. There's a live chat room there. Oh, there's a live chat room pretty much everywhere. I make it very hard for you to say, I couldn't find the show. Good luck with that. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Corey Duncan joins me after the break, and you sure as heck don't want to miss that. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. That was hard. Seriously. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I know you've been waiting for this guy. I know you didn't hang out waiting for me. You're always waiting on him. Anyway, Corey Duncan joins us, as he does every week, to give us the haps, what's really going on out there in the real world. And I love when I get to talk with him. I mean, this week has been a crazy week. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you for having me.
You know, there's a lot going on this week in the news as far as with Joe Biden and what's going on in Ukraine. And then today, the president, you know, isn't it interesting where he's saying, look, you guys wanted to know for years what was going on with the 2016 election. I'm asking these countries to step up. Because they've got information. Ukraine was asked to get involved. What's your problem? What are you afraid of? I just want Ukraine, I want China to actually get involved like you're asking them to. They have to be petrified at this point, don't you think? Did you hit the mute button?
Okay, I would never gone anywhere.
I didn't hear from you. I thought that was just a long pause. You're going, oh, no, we don't have enough time to talk about this.
No.
Go ahead. Eat them up.
No.
Okay.
But let me say this, in all retrospect. The same thing, I mean, they do the same thing all the time. And, you know, it's interesting to me, I mean, to be so hypocritical of what's going on in this world. Everyone's a hypocrite. It's like everyone wants to everyone wants to do what they want to do. And, it's fascinating how Bill Clinton.
Go ahead.
You know, it's fascinating how Bill Clinton does things. And nothing's never his fault. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are two of the biggest mobsters next to the Bush family. They probably all run on the same wavelength. But, it's funny how President Trump comes along, and he has so many people because he's not a neocon, he's not a liberal, he's a standard politician. And he continues to get beat and battered. And the media, but as I was telling a lot of people this week, the conservative party, that's why I said I'm an independent. That's why I'm so glad that our family is an independent now, independent conservatives. Because it's a big difference between both sides. It's no different between both. Both are the heads of two evils. That's why both of them are against President Trump. And that's what the whole situation is. They're against President Trump because they don't want, they want an established politician like they used to have it. And he's not he's not a politician. He's a businessman. And that tends to do things differently than what a regular person does as a politician. So you can't hold that against him. But the Democrats, they've done all these business deals with North Korea, China, and Iran. And there's a lot of deals that's done in the back doors. And they're a part of it. And you got Republicans that's been a part of it. That's why I say this country was built on things like money laundering and things like of that nature. So the thing of it is it's like it's free trade. So I'm not understanding why they're saying something about President Trump. If he had, because he asked another country for information, obviously if they asked another country for information about a politician that was running against him, and he asked for information against them, then I'm not understanding what's the problem, what's the issue. The issue is, because he asked them?
Yeah.
Is that what the problem is? Because
problem,
I'm quite sure
Joe Biden,
the tables was turned.
Joe Biden's running for office against him, so it doesn't matter what crimes he's committed. We're supposed to let him go and wait and see what happens. But they can call for investigations of the current president on things that actually aren't true.
You're about to blow $40 million on what? $40 million on an investigation with another person that's going to make money off of poor people, have books, signing deals, speaking, and here we go again. So we got away from the other crew that was there. I can't keep up with all these guys' names because all of them are a bunch of rich lawyers, attorneys, rich FBI guys that's trying to move up in the chain of command. The next endeavor on their way to the top, or their attorneys that's an idiot.
But you got this thing with the whistleblower with Trump, for instance, right? I mean, they changed all the rules. He really wasn't a whistleblower, but let's get past that for a second. You've got two CIA agents or a CIA and a secret whatever sitting there listening in on the call and transcribing the call. And, this is back, July or something like that. You would think that, first of all, if these guys really thought something, one of those two guys really thought there was a treasonous action going on, I would hope, being at the level they're at in security, they would say something. So neither one of them did. It took a guy that wasn't there to say something about it. I mean, are we to the point now we can't trust our... I already know what you're going to say. We can't trust the CIA agent... Oh God!
No, I'm definitely not going to say that.
I know what's rolling around in your head. I've talked.
What I will say is this: like anything else in life, when you have entities, you have groups of people, rogue people that are in every kind of entity. That's what I will say. I will say that, and I'm going to leave that part alone. You have people that, but see, it's based not based upon people being rogue. Now, it's based upon politics, and it's based upon left against right, right against left. And now, it's a seat into the intelligence community, and let's cross our fingers and hope that it never starts with our military, because then we have nothing. You have absolutely nothing. You're going to have one of these banana republics where you're going to have the part of the military that's with the president, and the other part of the military is against the president. Then you have some of these civil wars that start. You know, it's going to be a banana republic. It's going to be another third world country type civil war that you see go on all the time with these countries that fall apart. And that's because the true fabric of it, which is tampered with, is because when you start allowing politicians and you start allowing people to take and do things within the government, that's why I say it's nothing wrong with the Constitution. It's nothing wrong with the Constitution at all. It's the people that interpret the Constitution and want to try to interpret it for 2019, which is 2019 is a bunch of people with no morals, a bunch of people with no rule of law, that just want to do. Everyone wants to just do what they want to do. So that's exactly why you had the situation that you had.
Well,
I mean, it's very simple.
17-year-old brats always do what they want to do. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more with Corey Duncan right after the break. I won't let him go anywhere, I promise. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, the big development, President Trump calling on China and Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter's dealings in both countries, the president speaking to reporters on the South Lawn before heading to Florida.
China should start an investigation into the Bidens, because what happened to China is just about as bad as what happened with with Ukraine.
President Trump speaking to seniors at the Villages in Florida later in the day.
As long as I'm president, no one will lay a hand on your Medicare benefits.
Saying he signs an executive order protecting Medicare from socialist destruction.
In my campaign for president, I made you a sacred pledge that I would strengthen, protect, and defend Medicare for all of our senior citizens. And you see it's under siege, but it's not going to happen.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568, as usual. You know who's here. I know you've all been waiting for him. Corey Duncan joins us, as he does every week, and I really do appreciate the time that he spends with us. Look, if you want to get a message to me, get a message to us, or you want to get text alerts from the show, you want to text you want to text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Mr. Duncan, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing awesome always. I want to say a big hello to everyone out there and internet world. Continue to follow my good friend and support Joe Messina, the real side, and his awesome wife, Tammy. And also, I want to say to all of those that are out there that are conservative podcasters and broadcasters, you better get on the ball, because I'm going to tell you, the liberal media is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And guess what? Guess what? One reason, and I'm going to tell you this, give you a little bit of strategy to all of those who are out there who continue to think that they are the next Rush Limbaugh or the next person that you're going to be on Fox or whatever. You're not going to, because Fox is brought off just as well as the CNN and everyone else is. Take a good look what happened last week between, what is it, Shepard Smith or whatever his name is. I don't keep up with these guys. Right there on TV arguing, man. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, and it's the same thing like what it is on the internet where if everybody wants to be a pundit. Why don't you just say that you're giving an editorial instead of saying you're giving a show or a broadcast? Because that's what a whole lot of it is just the editorial. And the thing, you know, what a lot of people don't like to hear from me because they're so emotionally caught up in of these people that's emotionally caught up and financially caught up sometimes. With these young ladies and young men that I sit and watch and have to really, I get a chuckle out of it sometimes just to sit and watch them do all this foolish stuff that they do. And President Trump, I love to hear them say, well, he needs our help. He needs us to go. Okay, you got seven people in the course of 10 years. You know, some of these people I go back and I just look at some of the stuff they've done in the past 10 years and I'm like, you've done nothing. Well, what is it that you've done? We're not talking about progressing their career. We're talking about actually pushing the policies of President Trump. Not only pushing the policies of President Trump, but also to make your fellow American citizen better than what they were before they met you. See, that's the point. See, if it's based upon you because you entertained them and because this is that, then it's nothing. You're absolutely, what is it? What is it that you're doing? You're entertaining. So entertaining and getting things done are two different things. What are you getting? You know, I'm just trying to understand because I get lost in this, and I know I get a lot of chastising about it, and I just have to laugh about it. I mean, what is it that you're doing? Well, you know, and that's what's wrong with this party, and that's what's wrong with the whole system. The whole, and then you wonder why the liberals have everything sold up, like the courts, the schools, and also the media.
Yeah.
Is because we had no strategy. Now, I mean, well, not we, because I'm not a part of it. But they had no strategy, and the strategy is what? When you have something like rallies or you go to CPAC, that's a spinoff, man. You're supposed to spin off with that and keep the ball going. But how can you keep the ball going when you have a bunch of people and they, well, what are they doing? They do the same thing every day.
You're not doing anything. You're perusing some of those podcasters, and they're all saying the same thing. They're all picking the lead stories of the day. They're regurgitating what they've already heard.
Right.
And there's other stuff going on.
And Joe, people don't like, there he goes again. Yeah, I'm going again because you sit up and you claim that these people are doing so much. And then for you, I want them to ask me what I've done. I can run down a list. And it's not, and one of the main things on there that you won't hear me say is that I took and turned somebody from Democrat to Republican or conservative to liberal. You won't see that on my list. Because guess what? You know why? Because that's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. Because guess what? You change a person's economic status, and if you change a person on how he feels about the country and explain to them certain things, guess what? That'll change them faster than you sitting up hand clapping a whole bunch of theatrics in the background and then talking this stuff like you or somebody. I was watching somebody and they look like they're going on this. A tour to shake your hand for someone that has, what is it that you're doing? I mean, that's all I want to know. For all of those who are mad when I say things like that, what is it? Tell me what it is they're doing. What is their ultimate goal? What are they trying to achieve?
No. You're nitpicking now. You're picking on those.
I know. I'm picking on them.
Come on, you're going to make them start crying. You're going to make Kleenex a lot of money doing this. Look,
because guess what, Joe? T-shirts and mugs don't do nothing for people, man. They don't do nothing for people.
You're killing me.
No. No, it's different. It's different. When you're putting your t-shirts and mugs out, that's you're doing it for a purpose different than what they're doing it for. They're doing it for other reasons, trying to stay afloat. Look, if you don't have the finances to do this, let me tell you something. To run a real project, you have to have more than $5 million. I'm here to tell you. So if you think you're going to run it off of making T-shirts and mugs and selling T-shirts and mugs, you're not going to be able to do it. So there it is.
No, you had strategy. You had like 7 or 8 conservatives in the last 3 weeks that were in one way or another pull down and have no way, you know, to reach out and do their work anymore. And even, you know, louder with Crowder, Stephen Crowder had a show, and YouTube basically not only did they demonetize him, but they're actually starting to pull down some of his YouTubes. He's got to change, you know, he's got to change his whole strategy. And they were making decent money off of those. And I think, you know, the biggies have caught on to it. And, you know, here's the thing. If YouTube, Facebook, and any of those are not coming after you, you ain't doing anything new. They don't care about you.
Thank you. Applause. And guess what? You know why they leave a lot of them up? Because of disinformation to begin with. Yeah. They know what they're talking about, so they'll leave them up to give out the disinformation. Well, really, it's not this. The information is flawed. What it is, they leave them out there to give the information like that to keep everyone running around in circles. And then on top of that, they don't have a strategy. So
yeah,
and you're absolutely correct. I applaud you, sir. I applaud you because that's
exactly why they not touching them. Because they know they're going to be there in 15 years, in 5 months, in 2 years, they're going to still be doing the same thing.
You were talking about this earlier. It was Judge Napolitano and Tucker Carlson were going at it. With Shepard Smith on the show. But it's funny. You already know that Shepard Smith hates Republicans. He hates Trump. Judge Napolitano is still teed off.
So you got to explain to me, Joe, why are these people on here?
I have no idea.
It's bad enough with the local affiliates around the country that are not conservative. Now the main show it has all these guys on there that you know they don't like President Trump.
Oh, yeah. I don't. Listen. You heard, I don't know if you know the guy, but Todd Starnes is one of the most conservative, outspoken commentators on radio, and he sometimes goes on Fox News. Well, Fox News Nation pulled him down last week. Okay?
That's crazy, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was the one that would protect religious rights. He would talk about them on a regular basis. But, you know, he came out and said, look, if you look at what the Democrats are doing, if you look at what's going on in the Democrat Party as a whole, it's like they're worshiping Moloch, right? Because they're okay with killing babies. And he went down a whole list of things. They were not disinformation. They were actual fact. And it made, what's his name, over at Fox News, you know, they've got Paul Ryan over there now. It must have made him very uncomfortable. And he said they have to go. I mean, I can't.
I just don't understand how they're going to be able to survive, man. The base is horrible. Then the hierarchy is horrible. And, I mean, you got a president that they don't like because he's not a neocon or a Zionist. Or whatever. And so, I know, you check some of these people out, man. A lot of these people are Zionists, they're backdoor pansexuals. This doesn't come from a 5-minute video. Go do your real research, man. I can point you in the direction what to look for. I mean, it's very easy to pick these people out. And that's why I say they're hypocrites. You sit up and you talk about both sides are horrible, man. It's just what it is. And the base is horrible.
All right, we got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission. And the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops. poor circulation and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with me and his, I know, his soft shoe approach to, what are you laughing for?
The lead boot. The lead boot.
There you go. The soft shoe approach that he has on issues. I know this stuff just gets crazier for me anyway. It gets crazier. And go ahead. Yeah.
But Joe, it's a highlight of my week. You know, I mean, I want to say a big hello to my beautiful wife Anna and everyone else that's tuned in, our family and everything, and every all of our loyal listeners and people that don't have their head stuck up their Yahoo and stuff, you know, that's chasing these people, these fanboys and fangirls that I see creep on other people's pages. You know, I just be sitting there watching. I said, look, this is the same person I see on this page. And, you know, but I understand how they feel because they don't speak. They don't say anything. And that's fine. You don't have to like me. I could give a rat's you-know-what whether you like me because guess what? I'll tell you that I don't like you to your face, and I'll tell you I don't like you on here. Yeah, I know. Here it comes. He's a bully. I don't know why he's not Christian. He doesn't wear his pants with a 16-inch seam and talk out his nose. So that means that he don't know anything. Wrong. I know. I can tell you how to fix all of this because you know why? No one wants to hear anything when people have a solution. Everyone wants to hear people that's sitting up and taking and beating a drum and sitting up talking about something that they don't have a solution for. That's what everyone wants. So guess what? This is what you will get. You will get the liberal media that's run by certain intelligence entities in this country to push certain agendas and everything. And, I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to see what's going on out here. But people get, you know, it's an old cliche, Joe. You get what you pay for. And don't get mad at me because I'm a critic of not everyone that's conservative or conservative podcasters and broadcasters. I didn't say everyone. The ones know who I'm talking about. They know who I'm talking about. And they know exactly what I'm talking about because they know I know what I'm talking about. That's why they won't stretch it that far with me because they know I will blow them out of the water and you won't have a show no more because I will tell everything there is to tell about you and what you are about, what you're about. I have no problem about blowing people out of the water. My days of being, you know, sitting on the sidelines and allowing certain things to go on have been over because, you know, when you sit up and you take and you steal other people's ideas and things and copywritten things that you think that you try to steal and flip it your way, well, guess what? You, first of all, before you do anything, as I tell people, first make sure you have your finances stable. To run these programs that the Grassroots Conservative Association group runs, you had to have at least $5 million. And I know most of these people don't have $50 in there. So I'm just telling you, that's what this is about. When you want to run things right, you have to be financially backed. You cannot just start and say, okay, I'm going to do it, and I'm just going, you know, I'm going to start a Facebook account or this or that. That's not how you do it, or GoFundMe page. That's not how you get things started, man. You take it from people that are trying to figure out how to pay their car payments and their children's school, mm-hmm. Keep food on their table and clothes on their back. You're not supposed to be taking from them, bro, and sisters out there. That's not the answer. I'm telling you. You're going to get a lot of people to dislike you real fast. Only people that you're going to get to like you like that is people that's fanboys and fangirls, and they got on the rose-colored glasses. That's the only people that you're going to get. And eventually, as Mark Twain once said a long time ago, it's easier to fool people. It's easier to fool people with fiction than it is the truth. But guess what? You can only tell a lie for so long before you're going to have to tell the truth. And that's why a lot of people aren't listening to certain people no more because they figured them out. They figured out what I was saying the whole time about what to watch for. Wait on it. Just wait on it.
Yeah, it's, you know, and you're in it every day. It's really funny. Even with the, I'm trying to be nice about this. Even with the freaktoid Dems out there, are they getting tired of all this garbage? Are they getting tired, of the Democrat Party? They're like the little, what is it? The little people that cried wolf, right? The little boy that cried wolf. Everything. They see treason, and they see a liar, and they see a sick president.
Well, Joe, they run the media.
Rock, you know?
Well, Joe, they run the media, so yeah. They can do all of that. They can do all that. President Trump has to sit up and have these tirades at the UN and places like that because he has to defend himself because his party has not defended them. No, I give it the Facebook ones a try their best, but you know, it's a little different between national news and the internet. The internet is a bunch of disinformation people. Right. That's why they have allowed them to stay on there. And all of you, you know, you go and talk about conspiracy theorists and this. Guess what? That's why they say the right is the conspiracy theorist crowd. Because guess what? A conspiracy theorist can't be a conspiracy if you got facts. If you got facts and you lay the facts out, if you choose not to believe it, that's up to you. But if you lay the facts out, there's no way in the world you can call something a conspiracy. So, mm-hmm. So that's why I say, and I know a lot of people get upset at me, but, you know, strategy is a big thing, man. If you got a strategy and you got, and you have goals and you got a strategy and you got things where you got things set up at like a business structure and you take and you handle stuff that way, then it's a difference. It's a difference when you hear me say something and you hear another person say something. You hear me say something and you can take actually walk up and put your hands on something that I've done. With other people, you can't see that. What are you talking? Because you got 11 people to turn over to be something. See, that's what we need to get away from. And we can't get away from that because everyone is trying to outdo. You know, it's almost like the churches in this country. I want to tell you a story real quick. And this goes back to homeschooling. And I tell people, this is one of the reasons why this country systematically is changing. Not only educational, but it's changing in all facets right before our eyes. That was a young man, a young boy that was in, I'm not going to name the school, that's in Texas, and he actually went into school and had a picture of Jesus on his notebook. And you know what happened? The teacher told, they suspended him and sent him home because he had a picture of Jesus on his notebook.
Oh, yeah.
And they said it was offensive to other children. I said, see, that's why Catholic schools won't work. The prep schools that I want, because they were going to start attacking me in another way. So you know what? I got away from that. But I'm going to tell you what the key answer is. The key answer to all of this is homeschool your children. And then you don't have to worry about going through this stuff about trying to figure out why the schools are spending money like in Baltimore and other places and don't have air conditioning. About passing them through. If you homeschool them, then you don't have to worry about it, because that's what everything. And Shanice, I know you hear me out there because I know you're listening. She has 35 people already for next year for homeschooling, because they're pulling them out of Catholic school. Because see, this is the curriculum that Babylonian system of education, and that's what it is. But no one is paying attention. Yes, told him because he had a picture of Jesus. I said, now, if I was his dad, what I would do is have him go back to school with a picture of Lucifer, Lenin, and God, and see if they'd send him home again. See, that's the point I'm trying to make and push, is because the conservatives, Joe, sit back and they continue to whine about the way things are. The liberals run the media. So they can do basically what they want. They got influence in Hollywood. They got influence. They have influence pretty much everywhere. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news. And you know why this is like this? It's because this party and this movement has no strategy. Because everyone, they're the ones that's running the show, don't have a solution. And the people that have a solution, like me, you, and probably some other sprinkled people, they don't want to hear from. Because guess what? We're not up there pumping fists talking about, you go, boy, and, man, do this or that, and regurgitating it, because I'm not doing that. See, that's why they don't want to hear that.
Yeah. No, No, you're right on. If you want to talk about anything that goes against anything they believe, it really is... It's sick, because they won't allow you to have a conversation, an open conversation, because the minute they're uncomfortable with it, it has to stop because you're a hater. Not because you're simply, you know, have a difference of opinion, you're simply a hater.
No, you got a solution. No, it's not only a difference of opinion. You have a solution to the problem.
That's
what the issue is. That's what the issue is. It's not right. That. How can you hate on somebody that steals your material? Right. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I always get a kick out of that. I don't even, even talk about it anymore because I don't want to bring attention to those people.
Yeah.
So,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they're garbage cans. Empty noise. They're making all that noise and they're not getting nothing done.
Tell people where to find you, quick, before we run out of time.
www.conservativegen.com. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in next week. And God bless everyone.
If you can't spell conservative gen, people, maybe you shouldn't be driving either. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up in the next hour. Would Jesus vote for Trump?